This call is being recorded.
Then let's get started. So we have two items on the agenda today, basically the two pull requests. The first one is pull request 143. I'm pasting a link in IRC. This is the use case that Tomáš put together. I see that people already provided reviews of the pull request. I don't know, Carol, I don't see your comments. Did you have a chance to look at it already?
Yes, indeed. I already put my comments in there.
Oh yeah, actually, here they are.
Yeah, I think we had some very nice discussions on that. I'm quite satisfied with useful feedback. So thanks to all of you.
So I don't know what the latest state of that pull request is. Tomáš, you probably know best.
Yeah, I have like, I think two or three that I didn't reply to because I'd like to ask you or discuss a little. Just don't let me open reviewable. Says I have two reply, let's see, okay. One is the recent comment from Pavlik, which says, if you change the method from put to post, how does the client know that it shouldn't put to the old address anymore? It is actually a very good point. And indeed, the suggested option is to refetch the entire collection, but it seems like a waste. Rather, I don't know if there is any kind of standard that would, or if maybe there's something in Hydras, anyone proposed that, okay, if you do a put to that resource, and then we partially replace a resource in the current representation, but this looks like a lot of edge cases. I don't know if you have what ideas you have.
I'm just looking at the comment. So what I don't understand is, why is that snippet that you pasted there not an IRI template, the one with put, where public asked what happens if we replace it with post?
You mean what I say, like I described in another comment, this one?
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, let me see what I replied to.
You say the XXXYYYZZC would be a random UID every time.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be, it's a concrete ID, so that's why it's not a template.
Right, so the idea...
So the idea is that the server provides the client with the resource. The resource, if you get the resource, you would get a 404. But it gives the client a concrete ID, so that, like the idea, the example is with comments. So we have a discussion with comments, and then you can, when you hit reply, this is often seen that you know people hit post multiple times, and you get copies of the same comment because they were using post. This way you can avoid that, but that's a good point. When it finally gets posted, what does the client do next? How does the client then post a new comment under a new URI that the server would give him?
Right. So you would need to communicate somehow that the client needs to refetch the collection. That's the point. Yeah. Public.
Yes.
Makes.
I mean, in a sense, if you do really think how traditional, so to speak, traditional HTML only forms would work. You would actually make this put. It probably could show you, take you away from the discussion completely, say thank you for your comment, and then when you go back, it loads your comment, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we're thinking too interactive. Maybe it's fine if the context changes to something else, or if we can actually have the client reload. Maybe if it if it just redirects to the collection that you sort of posted to where you put the comment, where you created the new comment, this would make the client refetch. Is that the desired behavior? If you do a post to the comment ABC or the XYZ, and then the response is a redirect with location header.
So the way I would solve it would be to include a nonce in the request, like a token that can only be used once instead of messing with the URL. But yeah, we currently have no way to do that in Hydra. The other option would be to post first to get a resource and then put on that resource to kind of fill it with content. But that's like the post would create kind of a temporary resource that goes away. Like let's say after 10 minutes, if it isn't updated with a put to actually contain a comment, for instance. But I guess a nonce would be like a more elegant design because you only need one request.
Yes, the other, what you propose is like with temporary uploads, but it adds a lot of complexity to the server. We have to keep a list of those temporary resources, clean them up periodically and all that.
Exactly, yeah.
But anyway, somewhere in the comments or just above, there's another idea of why you would want that. So that again, I think this is I saw it somewhere. I said it. Maybe it's Stack Overflow. I'm not sure. That you have a one-to-one relationship with an optional resource. So in the example, there's the user profile, which is the resource private to the authenticated authorized person. Of course, mm-hmm. assuming some kind of authentication. And then there's a resource which you can fill in with data publicly visible. It may be absent completely initially, but you can put it with some data. So just, of course, this doesn't have the added complexity of what happens. I mean, that you don't want to reuse that same URL, the same ID. But maybe this is just another example of why you'd want a concrete ID and not a template.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So is there anything that you think is blocking this pull request, or is it just that we need another small set of reviews and then we are ready to submit it?
There is the other comment. There's two more comments. Yeah. So down, mm-hmm. In the requesting an existing URI, where one is the proposal to use if match instead of messing with the ID in the payload, and what do you write about a HTTP spec? So that's just connected there, right?
That's line 115 and line 116.
116, yeah, around there.
Okay.
So it's very good, all very good points. I'm just not sure how to improve that section.
Okay.
So what I Can I collapse those comments somehow?
Yeah. What do you mean by collapsing them?
To just see the text. Don't worry.
I don't think so. Like the easiest is probably if you go to GitHub and copy and paste the text there.
So it says it is possible that the identifier constructed by filling the template already contains a representation of an event. So in essence, is it a actual creation? Does the event already exist, or would it be essentially be an update, upsert, or whatever you call it? So either way, if we used if match, how would that be? And what would be the possible responses from the server in those cases?
So the problem that you want to avoid is if the resource already exists, you don't want to override it, right? That's what you...
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's a good question. Like, I think if match, you need an e-tag or something, like an e-tag, which means you have to do a get first. I'm not sure there exists something where you can say only put if it doesn't exist.
I think etag works here. If you don't provide etag, it will just reject creating. I can look it up again, but I think that's how the conditional put works.
Oh, yeah, actually you're right. Like if match and you don't provide an etag but a star, like a wildcard basically, right? Yes, that would be Sorry?
I can look it up in detail how this would work.
Yeah, I think you would need to do a put. With a if match and a star. And then the server would reply with a 412 precondition failed if it already exists.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up. I think MDN has some nice use cases for that. Probably if you can look up some good resource, that would be great. I'll then make this section more standards based. But then again, of course, we'll still have the issue that we don't have a way in Hydra to work with etags. That would have to be this probably doesn't mandate anything for the spec, for the vocabulary, I think, although it would have some support in the client, right?
Arguably, yeah. Like, yeah, this is normal HTTP semantics, but yeah, it would be nice to have support for this in the client to say, like, to have a conditional create or a conditional put or something, or a conditional operation in general.
Sounds like an action item to create an issue on Heracles.
Yeah, it might be worth pulling that like this is kind of a use case in itself. This one could be pulled out as a separate, you know, example in your pull request, I feel. Like it would, but just be another scenario, like you put, but you only want to create it if it doesn't exist.
Okay, I can do it. Although, actually, initially we said that this would be just an extension of use case 5, but I actually started with a separate file because the structure kind of then wasn't really I didn't really feel comfortable with where I would place a second snippet, second use case, second description of a similar but different use case. That's why I created a separate file. So we may have to work on how these are structured.
Yeah, I don't really have a strong opinion about that, but we can also create a new file for this one, or feel free to change it however you feel works best.
Okay. Maybe I will actually add or start something like a variant. Okay, I'll think about it. And then there's this other comment just beneath from you, Marcus,
mm-hmm.
about HTTP spec. So that's a big chunk of text. What's the takeaway? If we go with the etag and the conditional, does it mean that we'll be fine with the spec and I just rephrase all that?
Yeah, that's fine. So what this text says is basically that you can't change the semantics of the request by the content of the payload. Like a put is always a replace. It's not, it doesn't depend on what's in the payload. So if we solve it by if match instead of that add ID, that's completely fine then.
Oh, I see. I kind of agree, although it's not really changing the semantics. The server is free to reject the payload, right?
That's correct. But you say that the absence of etid in the request payload allows the server to determine that the request is an attempt to create a resource instead of updating it.
I see, and it's always that.
So it's always a create or update. That's mm-hmm. the semantics of a put.
I see.
Without a if match or something.
Okay. All clear now. Do any of you have any more comments? To any of the discussions that we had.
So my biggest question was the first one, which you replied just before or earlier, which is why you called this indirectly.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
But you already answered that. So
answered, but didn't actually act upon it. So. What do we call this scenario?
Creating with put sounds good to me, for instance. It's quite descriptive. Or creating with known URL or something.
I'll just make it creating with put. After all, it's not really a known URL because the template or not, so.
Yeah, fair point.
Okay.
And I think I had another comment. I'm just looking for it. I don't know if this was here or in Carol's pull request, but somewhere there was an example where it was kind of supposed to not go into the collection, even though it was linked from the collection, so it wasn't clear what the relationship to the collection.
Yeah, it is here. It is actually the very last comment.
Okay. Right. I think probably then the same has been in Carol's pull request, because I think he wrote a bit more. But
well, this is sort of discussion in progress as well in the issues. how do we let the client know, how the client knows that, of course, for a human, this, like you ask, why is it associated with the collection? For a human, this is obvious, right? There's this put to a resource, and you can expect it to be a new member of the collection. But we don't have the descriptions that make it machine readable or machine understandable.
Well, we have, for instance, schema add action, which is defined as adding something to a collection. And for the, like, you invented those new properties, like example.com, vocab, create event, for instance, we could have something. And I think, oh no, I actually have found it now. On line 64, I made a comment that we could have something like Hydra member template. And that would then make it explicit that, you know, this is like you are creating a member of this collection.
Yeah, I'm good with a template. If we can stretch it to work with concrete URIs, although concrete URIs probably will be rare. So. It could be member template as a standard way, an explicit explicit information that the new resource to put to would be a member of the set collection.
Yeah.
Actually, I have some comments around that kind of property we would like to introduce and kind of the meaning of it, the semantics of it, and if we can really define something that makes sense for both, like concrete IRI, so some other resource, or a template, because I kind of feel skeptical that we can somehow draft like resources and have the same semantic for a property that points to either a concrete resource or a template.
So you don't think we will be able to have that, or you think we will be able to have that?
Well, if we look at this particular case, if we have something like a template, it means that we link to a template, and this template provides a way to generate IRIs for the members of the collection. The same property to particular IRI, even though it doesn't exist, it already implies that this collection and this resource our relationship, which kind of, you know, if we call it template, it sounds weird, and for me to fit that, the meaning of the relation is the same for the concrete resource and for the template, because again, like, even if you try to consider a template like a prototype of a resource or something, it still feels for me like that the semantics are kind of clear for either the resource or the.
Yeah, I agree. The difference in semantics is that you can use the member template also to retrieve members directly without having to iterate through the whole collection. If you, for instance, know an ID or something.
How does it differ from the normal IRI template? IRI template allows you to dereference the members as well.
Yeah, it does not differ. It's just a property which points from the collection to the normal IRI template. It's just the property that connects the two. So you would have a collection, and the collection would have a member template, which is then a normal IRI template, which describes how the URLs of all the members of the templates look like. Does that answer your question, Carol?
Yeah, more or less. I'm just thinking whether we really need it, or we can use something else that is already there.
As I mentioned in comment, I would consider for now just going with something like membership template, and it has to be specific template, because again, in practice, doesn't seem like it's very, very useful feature to link to one IRI that you need to kind of prefetch the collection and just get one at a time. So every time you want to add something, you need to get the collection again, especially if you get inline resources, that seems super inefficient. So I would consider to not try to solve it right away, but maybe go with something like member template for now, just to merge this pull request and then iterate on that. And then to see if we really want to find something generic, but I don't think that it really, you know, we can treat collection as a kind of special construct that you know, has some specific properties like the member template or something that are specific for Hydra collection.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Do you agree, Tomáš?
Yeah. Yes. Sounds fine.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you would like to discuss about this pull request?
Yeah, there's this one detail I realize now, the recursive thing. The recursive finding
pointer to a comment, or?
Yes, that's line 33. So it's the get operation of type create action with the new mm-hmm. recursive parameter. So where you rightly commented that it could just try to look for the operation too much, so to speak. But then Carol commented that it probably was the intended behavior from get-go. So I'm confused.
So as for the behavior, I remember that we had some discussion on similar topics on the mailing list about which definition, I don't know, overrides or predeces other definitions, etc. So I think the need of either recursive or a little bit more relaxed way of obtaining hypermedia was always in the picture. We always had the talk about whether the current resource definition, or maybe the other way, how the current resource hypermedia affects, I don't know, those obtained from API documentation, etc. So that's why I throw the API documentation in here. And that's why I believe that the client should always be a little bit more, let's say, greedy with lookup for hypermedia controls.
Tomáš, what did you actually have in mind when you called it recursive? Like, did you mean following, like, properties to like different resources and look for operations on those different resources?
Yes, because I assume that currently this is this would, like what we have here, example.com/events. I assume that get operation of type only looks at operation directly attached to the resource, and not to, in this case, the other one called, well, the IRA template in this case. So recursive means follow the member template link or any other link and look for operations in linked resources and recursively. So for the problem could be cycles. Now that I think of it, because this is not a tree, this is a graph, right? So you could have a cycle.
The cycle is. It's not the problem, in my opinion. The problem is that you may end up invoking the completely wrong operation.
Exactly. You can just go out of your scope and try to obtain, I think it was somewhere in the comments, the Wikipedia or something else.
Okay, but guys, if we now decide on using the member template, we can just explicitly do indexing on the events resource, get the member template link, get the object, and get the operation of that, right?
You can do, yes, you can do it on the member template itself without recursing further. But in any case, if you recurse further, you may end up in a resource, which means then something completely different. So like going to the member template and looking just there, that's completely fine if that's what you had in mind just now.
Yeah, I wouldn't overthink it.
There
was no concrete. I mean, well, there was some property could have used that as well. If this is just one possibility, I don't think we should give any recipe for any possible use case. This is a very specific case. It's an example, yeah. Right? So
okay. Sounds good.
Carol, do I just use the indexer, or do we have on the client some better way to get the object of the property?
I don't understand the question. Could you please repeat?
Sorry. So where it says client.get events, mm-hmm. And then there's immediately get operation of type. So would I just apply square bracket indexing for Hydra member template, or is there something like follow link get link?
We have proposal for select link in Heracles 3.0. We had issue with proposal that you could select links from hypermedia. You have kind of a interface that would allow you to select particular link.
Yeah, I think it's somehow predicted that we shall have this, but we are not yet there. We still have just a simple bug of hypermedia controls, and we are just trying to focus on this collection topic. I think there is already a generic method for invoking operations, but nothing to obtain links.
Okay, so let me just index it for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that I have no more questions for you guys, so now you go ahead.
As I understand, we decided to use the Hydra member template property instead of this custom MyVocab one and remove the recursion. We just follow this property. However, we do it like with the pseudocode, and then just follow this particular property without any recursion.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll just write it in a minute.
Sorry, what was the last sentence, Pavlik?
I just note it in a minute. That's
May I have one more question regarding this pull request?
Of course.
There's something that I still I do not get it. Because this very use case is focused on creating an event, but it's still somehow in the collection context. And I remember in my pull request, I'm trying to split the operations into separate ones. So something's creating a resource is something, let's say, different than adding a resource to the collection. And this use case is related to creating an event, but all the examples and all the URLs somehow implies that the created resource is already a member of the collection. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes. In this pull request.
How the client would know that the created member is already added to the collection? Because it's not obvious. It's not given. I think we shall just add to this one of the operations that is marked with operation and schema create action. Maybe we just shall add schema add action as well. Because indeed creates and adds a member.
Yeah, that's a fair comment.
Yeah, because I just asked about the pure add operation, how it would look like, and then indeed it is a use case 9, but I think we shall just make a distinction here or mark it somehow that it indeed adds also a member.
Can do. This is sort of why
Go ahead, Tomas.
I just said that this is sort of what we discussed just minutes before with the and why we decided on the member template. So just if this or whatever we call it in the future, which now connecting the collection with the template would imply that to become a new member. But adding add action, it's fine, I think.
Yeah, I would like to have something, maybe the way I would like to express this only one way, because, you know, having a property that marks that the member is added and somewhere else the thing that marks an operation that creates, it's somehow tricky in implementation. I would like to have one way of expressing this kind of attempts. So I wouldn't put. Go on.
I find that we cannot combine add and create into one action or operation because the create is somehow on the IRI template, but the add is kind of on the collection. So the kind of meaning of we add to collection, but we create on IRI template. I think that's kind of, for me at least, inconsistent in a way. If we would kind of combine that the same operation would be add and create, and it would be on a template, we don't really add to a template. That's why I also think
true.
The operation on a template seems a bit like the meaning of an operation when we use a template doesn't really hold anymore, because I understand with a post we can do a add on a collection that we have a operation directly on the collection, so it uses IRI of a collection and we do post and that add, it makes sense. But if we put this template in between as a different resource, we don't have any more the add operation directly related to the collection. That's why I also was suggesting that we may have something like a, you know, action or something other than Hydra operation that doesn't imply that the resource is the target, but the meaning of the action is actually on the resource. So that, I think we still maybe need to resolve that. But I don't think we can combine add and create because we add into collection but create on a template. And I think that's somehow different.
Yeah, so perhaps let's for this pull request use schema create action on the IRI template. And if the operation is attached to the collection itself, we use add action, maybe along with add action. Add action and create action, like both types for now. And then we can revisit later. Does it sound reasonable?
Yes, sounds okay for me.
But this operation attached to the collection, what kind of URI shall be used by the client?
The URI of the collection itself. So you would post to the collection to both create a member and add it to the collection at the same time.
But in this case, put both creates and adds a member.
That's true, but as Pavlik said, it doesn't add it to the RI template.
Yeah, but what it just happened.
But
I know the reality doesn't fit the theory, but this is how it is.
I still think that we are missing some other piece that would work for that would, you know, help in this case. Like going back to the Vimeo use case that Pavlik found last 2 weeks ago, where you create a member of one collection and at the same time it becomes a member of another collection, or maybe not the same resource, but by posting or putting one, you actually create two members of two collections. So what about that?
Good point. I would say to make progress, let's focus on this one, finish this one, and then perhaps start another one.
Pragmatics.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't assume that's the final approach. We say that's the best we can come up with at this moment, and maybe we'll change it once we add more use cases and find some other approach that will help handle better, more gracefully, more use cases. So I think we just need to iterate. So let's find a way just to merge it, as Marcus said.
I agree. I agree because this is the missing part that actually I would need in my further work with the pull request for Heracles.
Okay. So let's try to merge it in the next couple of days. I think we don't need to wait for the next telecon. Let's just, I think the reviews work quite well this time. So let's just do another round of iterations and then I think we are fine to merge it. And we can decide on that directly in the pull request.
Sounds good.
Good to me.
So, we have 15 minutes left. Let's move on to the next pull request, which is pull request 18 on Heracles. This is the implementation that Carol has been writing basically for this use case.
For the simpler one with post, and indeed I was somehow waiting for the outcome of this pull request because I think it's going to be implemented. So one of the comments actually from you, Marcus, pointed to this pull request that we've just discussed. So I was thinking about trying to implement it because it's still use case 5.
Yeah.
And as for the pull request itself, I think this is the bigger thing that is outstanding. And one of the comments was related to make the adding a member method less magical. So it's not resolved yet. I need to think it over and answer it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because the current implementation just has an add method added to the members. And then Marcus suggested that we shall have, let's say, a lookup operation that just searches for an operation of a given, let's say, type, and then we can just execute this operation manually. This will give the programmer a little bit more flexibility, but what the semantics would be less direct or.
Yeah, we wouldn't directly couple to schema.org, for instance. You could also use other vocabularies. Which has both advantages and disadvantages.
True. I was thinking about having this add method and allowing to configure some kind of presets that would give hint to the client which classes would be mapped to which operation. Just an idea. I just need to describe it in the answer.
I guess what I would typically do as a user of Heracles would be to write a small wrapper around it, which kind of implements what I need, like at or whatever, and uses the vocabularies that I'm interested in so that I have a convenient interface. Mm-hmm. And I would then just call Heracles in my small wrapper with like the vocabularies I'm interested in. Like, for instance, you know, schema or create action or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but from the opposite, in many cases, you are trying to use a client or a tool or a library without creating too much logic on top of it. You just try to use it and that's it.
That's true, but I kind of feel that writing two lines of code is simpler than trying to configure something or make it configurable enough.
Mm-hmm.
Make the configuration flexible enough and still like simple.
Yeah, we can still create some extensions later on, indeed.
And anyhow, okay, that's just my two cents. So.
Yeah. I just needed to think it over how to make it how to make it smart without creating too much of code.
Is there anything that you think is blocking, or where you would like to get the input of the group?
No, not really. I think this discussion about the Tomasz's pull request would shed some more light on this implementation that currently it uses two-step create and put, but I think this Eerie template based solution is just better. So I was thinking about implementing it in this pull request as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, nothing blocks me for now from the comments point of view, from the community.
Cool. Tomasz, did you by any chance have a chance to look at this pull request, given that you wrote the other one and they're so closely related?
Unfortunately not. So if you can give me today, I'll look at it to see if I find anything I don't like.
Sure, that would be great, yeah.
Sure. Please do so.
Okay, so is there anything else we should discuss about this pull request?
Not from my perspective.
Okay, so I guess the same applies here. Let's try to iterate on GitHub and like not cool. Wait for the next telecon. If we can resolve it directly on GitHub, let's just move on.
I agree.
Is there anything else you guys would like to discuss today apart from these two pull requests?
I just have a minor observation, and it's actually corollary to what Asbjorn said somewhere in GitHub, that he was kind of confused how we mix Hydra prefix. So even in that 5.1 use case, there's like Hydra mapping, Hydra template, but at the same time, members, total items, managers without the Hydra prefix. Maybe I wanted to propose looking through all those cases, and whenever it's in Hydra namespace, add explicitly Hydra, and anything that's like an example thing or anything else, just, or maybe don't use the prefix anywhere. But currently it's a mix.
Okay, that's actually a good observation. I was completely blind to it.
Yeah, I know that we assume in a context that Hydra is given, but yeah. to a person not familiar that much with Hydra, I agree with Asbjorn that it might be surprising.
I guess my preference would be to not use the prefix for Hydra, but for everything else, because kind of, you know, our work, the scope of our work is Hydra, so that should be the default, and we should make it explicit if we don't use Hydra for something.
Like, I think schema. That was my initial intention when I was creating the first use cases.
Yeah.
Not to scare away non-RDF users. I think seeing members or mapping is way better than Hydra mapping or Hydra operation.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, at the same time, we have some aliases for some schema properties like name and description, I think, in the use case context file. Should we remove then those aliases and only have without unprefixed Hydra terms and all the other ones used with a prefix?
Go on, Marcus.
I guess it would make it easier for people to understand what's going on, like just immediately see what's coming from Hydra and what is not. Carol?
I was always driven by readability, so let's just not make things worse. I think seeing a description or a label is way better than seeing RDFS label or similar.
So you would opt to not have any prefixes?
Maybe not all, but for some quite common predicates, I would leave without, like description, label, name, stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that too. So what we would call out is if we depend on some, like the example vocabulary that we used in some places, we would call that out, I guess. Or in most cases, try to get rid of that, actually.
How about someone can make pull requests proposing some changes, and then we can either accept part of it or not, and we have concrete proposal for what to change.
Yeah, that would be the easiest way forward, I guess.
Maybe.
Do we have a volunteer for that?
I was actually going to propose maybe an issue first, because I see that there are some competing options. So maybe let's reiterate with some discussion first.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, whatever. Or we just change one file and then discuss on that file and then augment the pull requests with all the other files.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, sounds like a middle ground.
Builds a bit more concrete.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend too much time on discussing. Let's just make some amends, and once everyone accepts, let's proceed with further use cases.
Who will drive that?
I could give it a try, but it will consume my time, which I could spend on the use case 5.
Okay, I can review it and propose something.
So public, you will create a pull request with one document, and then we discuss it and make it consistent for everything.
Okay.
Cool. I will assign an action item. Okay, cool. Anything else we should discuss today? If not, thank you very much, everyone, and talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much, then.
Thanks, thank everyone. You. See you on GitHub.
Yeah, see you on GitHub. Have a nice evening, guys.
You too.
Bye.